Last fall, we were able to include a section about photo inspecting and advertising in the National Poll.
That was Nicole Cohen, a director of community activist group Media Action. The group published the results of a study on image manipulation in advertising just in time for a public discussion on Thursday. The study shows that about 70% of Canadians consider digital enhancement unacceptable in beauty product advertising. And yet many Canadians don't realize they have to complain about advertisements that break the rules. Otherwise, the ads won't be stopped or even noticed by ASC. Linda Nagel of ASC explains.
In order to script the code into action in terms of portrayal, for example, you actually have to complain.
Media Action member Sherry Graydon says a complaint she made led to a mascara advertisement being discontinued.
I think every ad for beauty products that feature an airbrushed image using the amazing technology that I've been showed up falls into the same category.
ASC determined eyelash inserts were used to produce the ad, and therefore it was misleading. Graydon feels the decision for the mascara ad should apply to all manipulation in advertisements for beauty products. If this became the standard, major change would be seen in the advertising industry, and maybe in society's view of beauty. It's possible, but first Canadians have to step up in their role and get complaining. Andrew Hood, Observer Radio News, Toronto.